The Esquire Lounge provides an informal atmosphere for drinking and dining, serving fish on Fridays and sandwiches and pizza every day until 1 a.m.
A weak low-pressure system in the northern plains is tracking toward the Great Lakes today, bringing with it a chance for light snow in Wisconsin and northern Illinois. Farther south, a southwest flow of air ahead of a weak cold front is helping to warm temperatures a few degrees over yesterday's highs. The National Weather Service office in Lincoln says when the cold front swings through tonight, a northwest wind will bring colder temperatures to the region for the next few days. Snow flurries will be possible through the end of the week, as upper-level disturbances track across the Midwest. The forecast for East Central Illinois this afternoon, partly sunny with a high of 34 and a south wind from 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 22. The wind will be from the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly sunny, the high 28. The wind out of the west at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Thursday night, cloudy with a chance of snow and a low of 15 and a west wind from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries and a high of 25. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries and a low of 13. Saturday and Saturday night, partly cloudy with a high Saturday in the low 20s and a low Saturday night in the low teens. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 20s. At noon Central Time, temperatures across Illinois and Indiana ranged from the mid-20s to the mid-30s. Northern Illinois locations reporting cloudy skies. Central and Southern Illinois and Indiana reported mostly sunny or sunny skies. At Chicago's O'Hare Airport, 25 degrees, Bloomington Normal 31, Danville 30, Effingham 32, Carbondale 34. At South Bend, 24, Lafayette 28, Indianapolis 30, Terre Haute 29, Evansville 34. Willard Airport reported 32 degrees and sunny skies at the top of the hour. The dew point 22, the wind out of the south at 12, giving us a wind chill index of 23. The relative humidity 69%, the barometric pressure 29.93 and falling. And at 12:39, 32 degrees in Urbana on the campus of the University of Illinois under mostly sunny skies. Clothing companies are hoping to boost sales by harnessing a new internet trend called fashion hauling. It's based on a simple desire by people to tell other people what they just bought. People are now recording those shopping hauls on video and uploading them to YouTube. It's sort of like starring in your own personal QVC channel. Some of these shoppers are turning into minor celebrities. Elizabeth Harrison from member station WNRI reports.
This is exactly, I hope these are on sale.
Audrey McClelland is in her element, hunting for a bargain at Old Navy. She selects a pair of fleece pants with blue and green stripes, on sale for $8.
I always go into the store with at least a mindset of what I'm looking for. And today it's all about the pajamas.
McClelland left a career in fashion to raise four young sons. When she gets home from her shopping trip, she will make a video about what she bought and post it on her blog, momgenerations.com, and on YouTube.
I went to Old Navy today. This is a fashion hauling video from Old Navy. Henry, you want to help me?
Yes.
Okay, come here.
McClelland is a shopping hauler. Kate Rose of Google says it's one of the fastest growing trends on YouTube.
Searches for the term shopping haul, at least as of November of this year, we're up 150%. As far as the number of videos, the last count that we had was a little over 200,000 haul videos, so there are a lot of people that are getting involved to do this.
Hey everyone, OMGHHKP, I don't know what that means, I just made it up, but...
That's Blair Fowler, a teenager from Tennessee, who along with her older sister Elle is an icon of fashion hauling. In this video, she sits on her bed framed in medium close-up and shows off a new dress.
And it's black, it's scoop neck, and it has this really cute beaded design. But it's just a simple black dress, and I got this because it's going to be good, especially when the holiday seasons are coming around. Especially, I know it's especially. I was raised to say especially, so that's what I'm going to say.
Believe it or not, this video has gotten nearly a million views in just a few months on YouTube. Numbers like that caught the attention of Good Morning America, and recently there has even been talk of a reality TV show. Apparel chains like Forever 21 and TJ Maxx have also taken notice, offering gift cards, video contests, and other incentives to the Fowler sisters and other haulers.
Consumer engagement is sort of the new hot strategy among marketers.
Elaine Notarantonio is a professor of marketing at the Bryant University School of Business. She says there's no doubt hauling can help companies generate buzz, but there can be a downside if haulers are perceived as being in the company's pockets.
Companies who do this, who provide gift cards or free merchandise to haulers, need to be aware of the potential downfall and what it could do to their image. It could jeopardize their image.
So I went to Macy's and I got these Nine West boots. These were originally, these were about $200. I got them for $59.
Blogger Audrey McClelland insists that she is true to her own opinions in her hauling videos, which focus on fashion advice for budget-conscious moms. But she has used her videos and her blog to land paid spokesperson gigs for Tide and Staples. She also writes for the websites of Lifetime and TJ Maxx. When her husband was laid off in September, she hired him to work for her. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence.
And the YouTube video shot in your bedroom now has a slicker competitor, a homemade computer animated video made with Extra Normal. Nishat Kurwa of TurnstileNews.com tracked down the people who made some of her favorite videos.
The video that put Extra Normal on the map has more than 10 million views on YouTube. Two button-nosed, Hello Kitty-like characters of indeterminate species confront each other in a static pastel scene with a lone cherry tree.
If it's not an iPhone, why would I want it?
The video takes a satirical jab at iPhone obsession. One of these beady-eyed creatures is plugging a rival smartphone brand.
Well, it's similar to an iPhone, but has a bigger screen.
I don't care.
The internet speeds are around 3 times faster.
I don't care.
It can grant up to 3 wishes, even if one of those wishes is for an iPhone.
I don't care.
With Extra Normal, anyone can make a computer animated movie.
Create a presentation for school. Be the host of a talk show.
You hop on the site and choose a background and a couple of animated actors. To cast the irrational boss or the freaky neighbor, you can pick from Lego people, robots, or a gang of regular folks. A few celebrity characters are on hand for spoofs.
Who you want to be. Be you.
You type in the script, add some basic facial expressions and gestures, and publish to the web. An Extra Normal chief technology officer, Silvio Drun, says you could soon find that your video has inspired some competition.
People tend to come to our website to make a movie because they've watched another movie. We never invested $1 in marketing.
Often, videos that hit the meme creation jackpot are bringing gripes before the court of public opinion.
Sisters, where are all the good black men? I just can't find one.
In this provocative short called Black Marriage Negotiations, the characters hash out tensions around black love and dating. A generic-looking black man and woman face off across a boardroom table. The woman rattles off a list of eyebrow-raising expectations, which include...
I want someone who earns 6 figures.
That's me.
A man who will pay all the bills, yet recognize I'm an independent woman.
What? How can you be independent when someone else pays all of your bills?
Daryl Lawson created the video to extend a conversation that began on his Philosophy's radio show. He figured animation could take the bite out of a contentious issue.
The pauses, the way he looks at the camera, and him. So all of that lends to the comedic timing.
Even when you're writing something that's not really meant to be funny, say like this story, your video gets a humor boost from the computerized voice. An Extra Normal video can be shared more widely than a Facebook status update, requires less commitment than a blog, and packs more visual allure and nuance than a tweet. The most popular scripts have a formula. There's a wise guy who's the voice of reason and a tone-deaf argumentative partner. In this one, a professor levels with a student who's bent on applying to grad school.
You will teach 50 kids in one semester, while reading thousands of pages a week, and writing hundreds of pages for your jaded professors who are contemplating suicide daily. You will qualify for food stamps.
I will inspire students to think critically about literature.
Allison Leslie made this video instead of blogging about the frustrations of humanities studies.
Blogging can sometimes come across as ranting, and in this format, ranting turns into humor in a way that people can consume it in a positive way.
Extra Normal just hit the 2 million monthly user mark and adds about 7,000 new creators a day. For NPR News, I'm Nishat Kowa.
As we near the end of the college football bowl season, commentator Frank DeFord is thinking about the National Collegiate Athletic Association.
The NCAA can fairly be called cynical and calculating and just plain stupid. But the latest of this year's many scandals primarily shows that big-time college football just doesn't work any longer with a model developed for a 19th-century culture. Okay, latest scandal, Ohio State. Five players, including the star quarterback Terrell Pryor, are caught selling their own memorabilia. That is, doing business with stuff that is your property, like uniforms you wore yourself, merits punishment when you go down the NCAA rabbit hole. Previous scandal, NCAA declares that the father of Cam Newton, Heisman Trophy winner at Auburn, tried to sell him to Mississippi State. Other recent scandals, reports from various and sundry agents and investigators that one way or another, college players are taking money, probably lots and lots of them. Why should any of this be surprising? College football is a billion-dollar enterprise now, and everybody involved is making money, sometimes millions, except the players themselves. Human nature tells us that it is impossible to expect that the performers wouldn't also want to share in the bounty. You know what the NCAA looks like now? Like the Soviet Union as it struggled to maintain communism in a changing world that wouldn't tolerate its outdated nonsense any longer. Proof that the NCAA is being whipsawed by reality comes in its decisions in these last two scandals. It decided that somehow Cam Newton didn't know that his own father was hustling his talent. It listened when the Ohio State Athletic Department pleaded that it hadn't done its job right in advising its players. Newton and Auburn suffered no penalty. The Ohio State Five were suspended, but get this now, only at the start of next season. Obviously, the NCAA made these curious decisions because it realized that expelling Newton or suspending the Buckeye players now would deal heavy financial losses to its distinguished member schools and its meal ticket, the bowl games, taking Auburn out of the championship BCS game and damaging the Sugar Bowl, where Ohio State played last night, on ESPN, the network that the NCAA wants so much to please. The NCAA is influenced by all the money at stake. It mouths crazy, old-fashioned moral pretense, keeping its players as serfs, yet is primarily just looking after the economic welfare of its so-called educational constituents.